things first. Happy birthday, a day late and a dollar short, to Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. And Marshall and I did not think on Friday that we were going to be spending my birthday together for at least 3 hours.
That's exactly right. But we did, and it was an enjoyable 3 hours.
And I want to thank you. I ran into problems yesterday afternoon with my audio. And who do I call? Marshall. And it took Marshall and myself 3 hours. But Marshall solved the problem once again. And it wasn't easy, right, Marshall?
Well, no, because whenever you have an audio problem with a computer, it's a matter of trying different things over and over. You test every component out, and then you try to narrow down the component that is not working correctly. And we narrowed down a series of components. But I'll be honest with you, Pat, I think the forecast sounded fine this morning.
Well, you know, I did too, but of course, you know, there's the usual you-know-who that called and complained and said that it sounded bassy.
Yeah, it's a bit, but the bass sounds good. It doesn't sound thin.
Well, that's what I thought. And he said it was swishing in the background.
In mine, I didn't hear any swishing, to be honest with you.
Right.
I didn't hear if there was, it was so minimal. But I actually think the bass sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So I have no idea. I mean, I'm going to continue with it because, truthfully, I heard from another client in Connecticut who thought it sounded very good. One of the stations in Pennsylvania that I spoke to this morning said, it appears that you straightened out the problem. Yeah. I said, oh, you think so? He said, well, from what I heard.
Yeah. No.
So, you know, hey, it is what it is. And I think when the other cable comes, Marshall, I think it's a better cable than the one that we have now. So I think when that other cable comes, if it's grounded a little more so, it may actually even produce a better sound.
So we'll see what happens. But so the 3 hours was worth it. And that was my birthday gift to you.
And that was a great birthday gift. And I thank you. I got through here. I think Marshall and I, Marshall, you and I said like goodbye, what, like close to 6?
Oh, a little after 6, about 10 after 6, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a little after 7 that I finished up what I had to do. And then I ate, and I thought I was going to stay up for a while, but I went right to sleep. So that's the end of that. The weather, thank goodness, it is just peachy for the end of March.
Pat O'Connell wishes you a happy birthday, Pat.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Partly sunny today, 50. There's a low going by to our south. That was the one we were, worried about last week, that it could bring us a little snow. Even if it was going to bring us precip, it's too mild. Right. It would have been rain. So that stays to our south, and then it clears out tonight, and it's cold, 20 to 25. Sunny mid-40s Tuesday, clear 20 to 25 Tuesday night. Sunny Wednesday, 50. Sun will mix with clouds mid-50s Thursday. We should be in the low 60s by Friday. Chance of a shower. There may be a scattered shower Saturday, and it's mild in the 60s. There's a better chance of showers on Sunday. So much of the week, very calm, and it looks to me like March is going to go out like a lamb.
And lead to maybe April showers that bring May flowers.
That's a possibility. Yes. Mama Pagano always said that April borrows 3 days from March. So she said you would have at least 3 days that would be, relative to the month of March.
Now, we had another one of those weird snow events here with the last storm, where certain areas, the higher elevations, got close to 4 and a half inches of snow. Certain areas got 2 to 3 inches of snow, but if you went like at my house, there was right around 4 inches of snow. But if you went to North Canaan by Route 7, people reported in barely a dusting. That's only that was only like 3 or 4 air miles from me. People in Torrington couldn't believe what the weather was like over here, and it was one of those things. If you lived in an area where a band of snow came through, you got 2 to 4 inches, which is basically what you call for. And if you lived in an area where that band didn't come through, you got nada.
In Northeast Connecticut, they had a band go through there Friday night that dropped anywhere from 2 inches to as much as 8 inches in some places. And again, easily explainable, especially if it wasn't in March. But these storms, as they go up along the eastern New England coast, you know, initially ahead of it, you get the east wind off the ocean, which was the rain.
Yeah.
And then as the storm goes up and east of Boston, the wind comes around the storm counterclockwise, and the wind becomes more northerly. So the northerly winds drag down colder air. And, of course, with that comes, instead of rain, comes a band of snow. And that's what happens. And I had a feeling there were two systems, as you remember. One was that storm, and if you remember, there was an upper air. I was calling it like a small polar vortex,
yep,
coming down from the Great Lakes. And I said to Marshall off the air, I said, when that thing moves south and across New York and Pennsylvania, I wouldn't be surprised we get thunder and lightning and thunder snows that could drop 2-3 inches, you know, in an hour. And he said, really? I said, yeah. I said, it wouldn't surprise me. And that's basically what happened.
Well, that's because I did wake up at about 12:30, and there was a dusting of snow, and it was snowing lightly at my house. I got back up at 3:30, and it looked like a blizzard.
It's 3-4 inches.
It was a blizzard out there. And then when you went out to your car, because it was so windy, it was like a blizzard, you'd walk in my 20-foot walk to my car. There were some places that had 5 inches of snow because they were piled up, and other places had 2 inches of snow, and the snow was blowing, and I was swearing because it was like the middle of winter. But most of it's gone now, so we can.
Yeah, most of it is gone, and I have to tell you, my friend Anthony, he's so creative. We went out to a Mexican restaurant Saturday night, just a few friends, and was nice. We had the, and his mom was in the ER. His mom, God bless, was 93. I didn't think he was going to make it, but she was stable. She's in the ER. She's okay now. She's home. A lot of problems with the lungs and the heart. But he gives me this little bag. He goes, yeah, just a little something for your birthday. I said, well, it wasn't necessary, but thank you. Got home. I looked at it. And I opened it up. It was a little bag of cookie cutters, chrome cookie cutters. I said, oh, that's good. You know, because they know I love to bake.
Right.
And I said to myself, well, you know, cookie cutters, okay. So I go to church yesterday morning, come at home, and I'm thinking, I'm saying, you know, there's more to this. Come home, and I rip that bag open. Only him. Every cookie cutter in the bag was a weather symbol. Lightning, rainbows, clouds, snowflakes. Do you believe it? I don't know where he found them, but he found it, and it was a bag of weather cookie cutters.
Well, would you got to start baking so you can make some cookies with those?
I guess so. But I said, nice, what a cute nice little idea that was.
Yeah, what a nice gift. It really was.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, those are the birthday gifts to me. I don't want to say this too loud because Marshall will take offense. that means something because there's thought into it. But when you give those gift cards, Marshall.
That's right. There's a lot of thought that goes into that. Like, what are they going to buy with that gift card?
that's the thought that goes into
that's
it.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Pat, I will speak.
Thank you again, Marshall. Right,
and hopefully when that cable comes in, we'll talk again.
Right. Okay, great. Thanks,
goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast.